And then I want to go back to England. You mentioned Margaret Smith. Tell me about her.
Well, she was the angel that God sent that finally broke through my shell. That nobody had always needed and wanted a friend that would come close to me. And she was an occupational therapist at the hospital. She taught me dancing, tried to help me get out of the shell by teaching me dancing. And she also brought material for me to work with. She didn't know all that much about art, but she recognized that fact, and so she just helped me out by bringing materials and asking me questions about the paintings. But the thing that really did the trick as far as her help were that the doctors were kind in a clinical sort of way. They did what they had to do. But she did more. She gave some of her own time after hours when she wasn't expected to. And that really made a big impression on me. So she would come every once a day. She would come after work and talk with me for an hour, whatever I wanted to talk about. And I found myself confiding in her thing, no matter how intimate details are described to the doctors, you know, like their psychiatrists, they tell everything, no matter what's on your mind, even the most embarrassing things. With her, I could talk and feel that there was, it's almost like she became a second mother to me. You know, she was 10 years older than me.
Yes.
And then gradually, by fluke, we found out that we both liked poetry. So she brought me a book of her poems, an anthology of poems, and I found it was wrapped in a Catholic newspaper, at the cover, you know, dust jacket.
Yes.
So it then dawned on me that, was she a Catholic? I thought, well, so I asked her, and she said, yes, I am. So then, at that time, I was a practicing atheist. I was trying to get other people to give up their faith, whatever they had. I remember one Jewish patient in the hospital I was trying to convert to atheism. But I admired her. So although I made fun of her beliefs at times, I still had to admit I was interested in finding out what made her tick. Why did she help me when nobody else would, in a special way? So bit by bit I began to get curious about what she believed in, so I began to ask her questions. Some of them she could answer herself, some she couldn't, so she used to bring pamphlets she would find on the subject. And that way I got more and more, better and better knowledge of Catholic or Christian faith.